This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I did an interview a couple of weeks ago with Elizabeth Newberry. She's the chair of something called the Federal Games Guild, a group of people dedicated to games that teach people about public policy. And one of the games we talked about is a federal budgeting simulator called the Fiscal Ship. Do you know the secret cheat code for Fiscal Ship? I mean, all games have cheat codes, right?
Well, I can't give all of the secrets, but most of the time you can get to the goals and reducing national debt in about 14 moves or so.
The White House is set to release its budget proposal tomorrow, so I figured this was as good a time as any to try my hand. For those playing along at home, as it were, it's fiscalship.org, and that's where I am now on my computer here in the studio. And I'm just going to do what? Click on new game, right? Is that what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. That... yeah, is Lise Shaner. She's a senior fellow and policy director at the Hutchins Center at Brookings, which first launched the Fiscal Ship game in 2016. She talked me through the first section of it where you scroll through various options to pick your governing goals. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling.
The reason we have the goals, the first thing that you choose, is we want people to realize that when we talk about taxes and spending and the numbers and the debt, that it's not just about the numbers, that you really do have a choice about how you want society to run and that you need to sort of get the numbers to work within the context of those goals.
All right. Fair enough. So I'm going to choose some governing goals here, and I'm going to choose my own just because I can. I chose Joe Biden's priorities because he's in the White House, fight climate change because I have kids, and increase national security because that's kind of my background. All right, I'm clicking on let's go. Okay,
great.
Oh man, now what do I do? Okay, so I've got a bunch of stuff that says stuff that's in the news. I've got health policies. I've got taxes on investments. What do I do here?
So you click on one of those categories,
okay.
And each of those things are going to have a bunch of policies that you can use that are going to affect the debt-to-GDP ratio. Because the idea of the game is to find the policies that are consistent with your values that stabilize the debt-to-GDP ratio in 25 years at today's level.
Today's debt-to-GDP ratio, by the way, is about 120%, basically double what it was just before the Great Recession. Yeah, can you tell me why that's important, please? Stabilizing the debt-to-GDP ratio. Why is that the thing?
Right. So eventually we have to stabilize our debt-to-GDP ratio in the sense that we can't keep on borrowing more and more and more. As the debt increases, we have interest rates increasing, and we're going to have to divert more and more of our spending towards paying that interest. And you can't keep on borrowing it indefinitely. At some point, people say, well, you're not going to pay it back. So we eventually have to stabilize the debt-to-GDP ratio. The game is a game. And so the game says, let's just stabilize it at today's level. You know, is that what I would choose? Perhaps not. Perhaps I would actually let it go a little bit higher. But I'd still have to stabilize eventually.
All right. So I'm going to click on the In the News tab. And let's see. So this will give me a little bunch of things that are in the news here. Is that the deal? So I've got decreasing IRS funding. I've got boost taxes on the super rich. I've got eliminate grants for state and local transit. Eliminate the EPA. That's a big one. And tax breaks for fossil fuels. Repeal the 2017 corporate tax cuts. Combat the opioid epidemic. All right. So just because that seems like a reasonable thing to do, I want to combat the opioid epidemic. So I'm going to click on that. And I'm going to add the policy to my plan. And there we go. Oh, debt's gone up. Huh. Well, that's interesting. I tried expanding unemployment benefits, too. And debt keeps going up. Huh. Interesting. All right. So I need to look for some things where I'm going to make some money here, right?
You do.
All right. Well, where might those be? Tax credits and deductions? No.
Well,
all right. Income and payroll taxes.
Let's try that.
Over in that category, I spotted increasing taxes on people who make more than $400,000 a year, which is one that President Biden has talked about, too. So I'm choosing that policy. And, it brought it down a little bit. But okay, sorry. I'm looking at this little symbol on the right hand side, and the fiscal ship is not only is it like halfway sunk, but it's raining and there's thunderstorms. So clearly, I'm not doing very well at this game. I tried raising taxes on the wealthy even more. My ship is still sinking, and then I gave up. Okay, stop. Hold on a minute. There is no way to win this game.
You can win this game.
You cannot win this game. How do you win this game?
So I think the game illustrates that we actually have to make some hard choices, not some little easy choices. You can increase taxes a whole bunch more than you're increasing them. You could impose a carbon tax. So there's lots of ways to win, but you just have to be willing to make those trade-offs. You're going to have to sacrifice someplace.
This is a question probably beyond the scope of this interview, and you may actually decide to duck it somehow, but I'm going to ask it anyway. It seems to me that we in this country have a history of not wanting to pay for all the things we want. Discuss.
I think that is sort of true. If you look at the past history of the debt to GDP ratio, it actually was fairly stable for a long time. It increased a lot during the Great Recession. It increased a lot during the pandemic. But we haven't just had this, you know, ever increasing debt to GDP ratio. Now we're facing this very big transition in our economy, right? We're facing a transition that's coming from aging to a large extent. If we figure out a way of lowering health spending, that would go a long way. So, I mean, I think we are not going to allow the debt to GDP ratio to increase forever. I think we will
Have you met the Congress of the United States?
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying historically, you know, at some point, if interest rates stay high, if people start worrying about it, it becomes a big deal, there will be more pressure. Right now, there isn't a lot of pressure. And part of the reason of that is that up until very recently, interest rates were extremely low. When interest rates are extremely low, debt is just not that costly. And it sort of makes sense to stop focusing on it. And so a big question now is what happens to interest rates? Do they stay high relative to what they've been recently, or do they go back down to very low levels, in which case high debt is not such a big deal?
Right. And that actually gets me to another question. And setting aside for a second the Fed and what it's doing and how long it might have to keep interest rates high, you know how when the CBO comes out and Congress comes out or whoever comes out and makes these 10-year budget forecasts and everybody goes, oh, come on, you can't figure out what this economy is going to do in 10 years, and you're doing it for a math exercise. It's really challenging here to try to figure out what this economy is going to be doing, you know, in a month, let alone in 10 years, or when a lot of these policies that I'm picking in this game, but in which Congress people are picking in reality, it's really tough to figure out what this is actually going to do.
Totally, totally. So this game goes out 25 years, so it's even harder, right? Yeah, Imagine if you thought about 25 years ago predicting what the economy would be today. And then the question is, okay, so there's a lot of uncertainty, but you still know that these basic trade-offs are going to happen. You need to go for some of the big ticket items to actually make a real dent.
Have you played this thing and have you won?
I have played it and won, but yeah, I can't just play it and win in 3 minutes.
you know the cheat code. That's all I'm saying. You know the cheat
code. That's true.
Louis Shaner and the game. It's called fiscalship.org. Louis, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.